Deterrent.
As a society, it's clear we've got to do a better job of ensuring that those who need mental health care actually get it, and that in those efforts, we don't stigmatize those who need help.
The president talking about mental health relating to shootings, massive killings, like we just saw at the Navy shipyard, 12 people gunned down by Aaron Alexis, and the questions abound as to why didn't anybody realize what was going on with him? How come somebody didn't try to stop what happened? And the answer is because not many people realized he was unhooked, unhinged, off the rails. So could it have been prevented in another way is another question to ask yourself when it comes to somebody being armed immediately at the shipyard and correctly vetting out somebody who is going to get clearance to work at the naval shipyards in the first place. Here we are again at the crossroads of the things that infuriate us on this edition of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Maybe you had a chance to escape it all. And I call it dwelling in the bat cave when you have a chance to shut down and pay attention to other things in your life. Because there are some really sad things happening. Besides the situation at the Navy shipyard, which we'll talk a little bit more about that. Many of you sent me emails with some thoughts about how can they scream for gun control after this happens, and it's so close to the Capitol and that kind of stuff, and also the vetting process. We'll get to the mailbag in our very next segment. Also, we'll flush that out a little bit more. What are the top three things that should have happened here that didn't happen, where Aaron Alexis never would have been able to walk in with a shotgun and kill people, kill 12 people at a spot that was so close to the Capitol? We'll also talk about the situation in Kenya, where now the belief is there might be two or three Americans connected to a horrible massacre at a mall in Nairobi, shooting people randomly and then taking others hostage. The FBI, the CIA, and any spook we can get with the stones throw away from Nairobi involved in this, we are to find out if there really truly are Americans who are part of the gang, the Al-Shabaab gang, decided to blow a hole into the lives of so many people just walking on in on a mall on a Saturday at a very, very busy, 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 busy time. Then we have some other things that we'll throw at you as well, including news you can abuse. We could use some of that, couldn't we? Some funny, ha-ha, ridiculous news, things that you can't believe happened in a much different direction than in the horrified recesses of our brain, I guess. It's that argument about news and how many minutes of the news can you watch before you can't stand it anymore. Here's the thing, you can't bury your head in the sand. You have to know what's going on, and for good reasons. So it's important to know, what is Al-Shabaab? What does that mean to us in the United States? What about this mall attack? The fact that 68 people were killed, and that now there may be some Americans involved in this. And the fact that, basically Westerners were always very, very high on the list to try to recruit Westerners and to target Westerners. So the mall was an attractive target. Why? Because a lot of Americans went there. Do you know that's the very first thing I thought? I was at a wedding over the weekend, and when I heard it, the very first thing I thought is, it's in Nairobi. And there are lots of Americans who go to that part of Kenya. It's supposed to be pretty relatively safe. I say relatively because we always know it's safe, but it is relatively safe. I've known a handful of people that went there to help some of the people in Kenya. So Al-Shabaab tweeted on Saturday that all Muslims inside Westgate, referring to the mall that was attacked in Nairobi, were escorted out by the Mahajin before the armed assault commenced. That's nice. So if you aren't a Muslim, forget about it. They use Twitter, by the way, to communicate the messages out now. That's their new form of communication. And they've recruited about 40 men and American men and dozens of others from Europe who understand internet technology. So think about that. More than 10% of the Kenyan population is Muslim. So evacuating Muslims from the Nairobi mall that they were attacking, that means they've got a pretty sophisticated tactical operation at work here. I mean, they just would have killed people randomly in the past. But pulling out Muslim people, pulling them out, Al-Shabaab. People forget this, but Osama bin Laden, just a few years ago, before, of course, he's died, but before he died, he scolded a lot of Al-Shabaab types, telling them to try to avoid killing Muslims, you know, civilians that were part of the Muslim regime, or just groups and groups of Muslims that organized. So in both Nairobi and the Mumbai attacks, a group of armed gunmen shot at the people indiscriminately, look like, and conducted this kind of precision-like attack that would guarantee media coverage over a day, 2 days, or longer. It's actually been 2 days. And they have interest in the West. They have a definite interest in doing something in the West. And it's very scary. It's very scary to think of Americans involved in this group, isn't it? It's one thing to hitch your wagon to something extreme and outrageous, but to try to involve your own people, to be in the planning of, ooh, let's get a westernized place. There ought to be a law against that. Maybe there is, but it's not enforced very often. But it's incredibly dangerous. So what do you think? We find out they're American. What would you do next? What would your next step be? And then when it comes to the Navy shipyards, there's absolutely no doubt in my mind that I would have had somebody on guard, especially after Hassan and Fort Hood, who was a marksman, somebody who knew how to handle weapons, could handle the weapon in almost a fraction of a second's notice, and maybe things would have been different at the Navy shipyard. Anyway. So stay with us, because next we're walking down to the mailroom and we're going to check the mailbag. Stay with us. You want to throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Rocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Navy Yard shooting remarks included that we cannot accept this, and many of you agree. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag. All right, so in the mailbag this time around, we gave him the day off. I forgot all about it. Jake in Texas says, Kate, what happened at the Navy Yard is reprehensible. Without a doubt, I don't care if someone's a Democrat, Republican, or they don't even get involved in politics. We as a nation can no longer stand for this kind of nonsense that people go to work and suddenly they are not safe. They have to look over their shoulder. For Pete's sake, at a Navy Yard, I just am speechless in so many ways. They have to have some people armed on that lot, if you will. Yeah, that's initially my reaction when this first happened was, wow, on a Navy base, how brazen. What's that about? You know, you don't know all the details. It's shocking. It's shocking. So some people think, well, we need more gun control. Some people think we need less gun control. And we're talking about an area very close to the heart of downtown, I mean, downtown Washington, the capital, if you consider that to be the heart of it. So really, really, that is what's so stunning. so close and not even a consideration. It's like another hole in the net. Oh, that's right. We have a president. We have Congress just down the street. So USIS vetted Aaron Alexis and, by the way, Ed Snowden. And the people now are saying, because they feel defensive, that they feel pressured to do things faster, more and faster. Just do it fast. Get it done. As fast as possible, because we want that person in here. So hurry up and vet them. It's crazy. Because if it takes that long, it takes that long. So now there's an investigation over whether they misled officials about the thoroughness of their work. A number of former USIS employees have been charged with falsifying records in recent years, and Monday's Navy shipyard shooting is raising questions about how the government vets employees who are given access to some of the country's most sensitive documents. And that would be my question, too. And the USIS company, USIS, is not saying anything. They're not talking about it because they have so big of a payroll and so many people that work for them. They got like 7,000 people that work for them. They handle 45% of all contracted background checks. 45%, so that's a big, juicy number, right? 45% of all contracted background checks for the Office of Personnel Management. Woo, OPM. All right, quickly, let's move on to another one. Rose, listening to us in Georgia, says, Kate, I think that it's about time that we call a spade a spade. We are lousy at keeping government employees safe. So just so you know, when they wand you down when you go in, it might not be the same thing for somebody else who's a little more clever. A little more clever. Yeah, I know what they mean, because I know people that work for the government, and you have to go through the whole screening process, and of course they would take anything away from you if you couldn't have it. But I think the three-pronged solution is, one, vetting them better, two, have someone armed, and three, people knowing their surroundings. If something's wrong with somebody, do something about it, for goodness sake. All right, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan, you have the floor. How are you?
Hello.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing good. I'm armed and dangerous.
Thank goodness. Somebody has to be armed in this country.
Well, I'm not a gun advocate, and I'm not a gun nut. I keep my guns to myself, and I never have been involved in anything that was even in the slightest bit. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the situation where we've got these Muslims that's on the rampage again.
Yeah.
As you know, I am in favor of exporting all Muslims from this country. And telling them that the next time they kill an American, we'll just exterminate their country. And that would set a nice little stop sign for the world to realize that no longer will we take this kind of stuff.
Yeah, the fact that they said, okay, we're going to get all the Muslims out first, boy, that should pretty much send off some bells.
Look what happened in Pakistan and all over any country where there's Christians. Like Egypt, the Coptic Christians are being massacred. And in Pakistan, the Christian community there is being massacred. In Syria as well, rapes, murders, threats of beheading if they didn't convert to Muslimism. That's the way Muslimism has spread throughout the entire thing, is through force.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see the handwriting on the wall. If these people in this country don't wake up, you're going to find us being a minority in our own country in the next few years, because Muslims are allowed to have three wives, even though they say you can't do it in America, it's done. And numerous children that just keep mushrooming, and they'll take us by overpopulating us eventually, and we'll be like all the other countries that succumb to Muslimism in the East, and now in China and every other nation of the world. as soon as they get the majority, they take over. And
some of what you're saying, you know, people are like, oh, Dan, oh, that's going to the extreme. But now, Dan, I think that people are scared. I think people are very, very worried by what's happened in this mall. And
I've been telling you that for years now.
Yeah, since the beginning.
Listen, I know you're busy and I'll let you go, but I just want to touch base.
I'm glad you called, Dan. Thanks. You take care. All right, so is Dan on the extreme end? Is that too ridiculous? Like, whoa, Dan. What about people who are not thinking in the same way, certainly, as the people that we're talking about in this situation in Kenya? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. I mean, when they start separating people and saying that, okay, if you're Muslim, you're out, that's a big problem. But when you're talking about people who are radicalized or crazed and want to become jihadists, well, that's a whole different animal. That's part of the whole crusade. And it is a crusade. I say the people who don't fall into that category need to really act quickly to save it from being that more of that thread of what's happening. I think it's almost even on purpose by the people who are running, like Al-Shabaab and whatnot. Why not do that to make the United States look bad and then kind of try to kick that door wide open and separate the United States from anybody in the Middle East, number one, but also to start thinking in a much different way ideologically. This one's from Ben, who's listening to us in the great state of New Jersey. And Ben says, Kate, did you see any of the Emmys? I, like you, I'm not a huge fan, but I saw some of them, and I noticed that Breaking Bad won for Best Drama. Woohoo! That is a good thing. Then there was a smattering of different people who won individual Oscars, including Jeff Daniels, who won for Newsroom. And I thought that was good because the portrayal that he does is just so spot on. All right, one quick one. This one from Shelley. Shelley, listening to us in the state of Florida, says, Kate, I know you're paying attention to this, but what has happened in Kenya is just the scare of your life. Realizing some Americans might be there, going into a mall and shooting and then pulling people out, body after body after body. So sad. Most of the hostages are freed. 68 dead, however, in that mall attack, and over 170 some being treated for other wounds. Stay with us. It is about the numbers. You can call this number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We can count coming up around the bend.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. Yes, looking at the numbers. Let's give you some bleak numbers and some good numbers. Unfortunately, let's start with some of the sad numbers. In this Pakistan church suicide, the blast there, anything with churches, I got to think there's just nothing sacred. 77 people were killed in this blast that startled so many people on the street. Even you had choir members, you had kids. They were people that were killed. It was a suicide bomb. And this was a Protestant church in northwest Pakistan. It was one of the deadliest attacks ever on a Christian community in that country. It happened at All Saints Church of Pakistan. And, you know, it is a tough city. Peshawar is plagued by that kind of stuff. But you had 500 people at the church. And two attackers struck basically right as the services concluded. Suicide bombers went into the church from the main gate, and they just right there walked into the church. This would be my fear. Walked in, boom, and let off blew themselves off, let up the human bomb. And, of course, it just blew open the church, and there was debris everywhere and crowds everywhere, and 121 or 120-something, whatever, people were wounded. And it's, I mean, just awful. Going to church, and it's the perfect place for someone to strike because you're all just sitting there not at all thinking anything's going to happen. And this church was built in the 1800s, 1883. And it was built to kind of look like a mosque from the outside, not for security, they say, but just to symbolize unity. Well, that's some unity. And here's the problem. Christians there, less than 3% of the population. The population, 193 million. Yep, that's a rough thing to happen. Let's go to another one. Looking at numbers, and I promise you this isn't all going to be negative because it's easy to gravitate toward those numbers, but we'll try to move to a few other things too as well. When we look at Justice for All and things that have been happening in the courtroom, the craziest thing that I've heard in a very long time, and I guess nothing should surprise us, right? But the story about two teenagers who are now in custody in Spokane, Washington, 113, 114, and the mother of one of the teens recuperating in a hospital, she was attacked by the boys following a pill-taking deal. They had planned to kill her. She is the 13-year-old's mother, and eat her liver. They wanted to eat her liver. They said they came up with the idea of, hey, let's rip her open and eat her liver. Instead, they beat her with the handle of a sword. And then that was part of the original plan, then to cut her open, but they changed their minds. So she was left bloody, she had head injuries, and she's hospitalized in stable condition. And the two boys that are 13 and 14 were arrested. They found the woman by the time the cops got there. They found her with two knives, a sword, with a bent handle. Wow. Are there any words left for this? Oh, we just thought we would do that. And the son of the injured woman told the deputies he had been taking blue pills and would never do anything like that if he was not taking the blue pills. Oh. So, needless to say, there is no good resolution for that one. They're trying to figure out what the good resolution will be, but do not know at this time. Don't know at this time. The House Republicans are planning for the next Obamacare fight. They say they're going to reject anything that is not linked to that. 2 hours before the House passed a short-term spending bill that defunded Obamacare, Senate Democrats said that they're going to reject it this week. House Republicans are planning their attack on health care for next week. So it's going to be an interesting week in Washington, but geez, isn't it always? And they keep attaching health care, health care, health care. So go figure. I think this is what they're trying to do. No joke, defund health care and start all over again. I don't think they can have enough votes. It's not that way. Not looking that way. Let's move to another one. I love this one. Here's one of your better stories. It has to do with numbers. And guess what? Marco Rubio break there, by the way, for some water. This one is a World War II soldier's letter to his daughter. Finally reached her 7 decades later. Peggy Eddington Smith got the letter penned by her father, as well as his Bronze Star and Purple Heart medals, during an emotional ceremony Saturday in Dayton, Nevada. That's about 40 miles, so you have a reference point southeast of Reno, The father she never met wrote a 3-page letter shortly after she was born and shortly before he died in Italy in 1944. He sent it while he was stationed in Texas just before he was sent overseas. So how cool is that, getting the medals and the letter? She says it makes her feel close to her father, Eddington Smith. She knew very little about him since the mother didn't really talk about it very much. I think that's amazing. What happened was a woman found the letter and some other memorabilia in a box 14 years ago while helping her husband clean out his grandparents' home in Arnold, Missouri. Oh, so she reads the letter, figures out that this is a letter that needs to reach somebody, and then gets the letter to her. That's going the extra step. Good for them. And she just knew, all she knew about her father was he died in the war. She didn't know anything else that were in letters or anything else that came up she wasn't aware of. And now she knew more things because she didn't know he was her father didn't really realize he was her father to begin with from the point of view of being so young. It's a very cool story to get that letter, to read the letter after so much time has elapsed. Almost an eternity has elapsed since he wrote it and since she received it. So bravo! Bravo, that actually could be another daily salute, since it's something positive and falls into that range. All right, quickly, let's hit a couple of nuggets for you, and we can count. And here's one for you, a musical score that might have the secret code leading to Nazi gold. That sounds like a National Treasure 4th edition. But Spiegel Online is reporting that Leon Giesen has led three attempts in the last couple of weeks to unearth buried loot in Mitterwald near the Austrian border after the town signed off on the hunt. So it's strange. It centers on a public revelation of a score of a March impromptu, they call it. It's a piece of music by composer Gottfried Friedland, and according to Spiegel Online, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler ordered his private secretary during the final days of World War II to ink a couple of letters, figures, and tunes on the sheet music, then lend the coordinates to a hoard of buried treasure. Wow. A military chaplain ordered to square the score to someone in Munich, but it never happened. So you think back of the kind of money they could have found, and wow, it's crazy. Getting the letter is crazy enough, but then all the other stuff in between is cool. All those many years. I mean, how could she even read it? You know how they used to write? They had much better writing than we have now. But it had to be kind of mind-blowing to get that phone call and then find out, hey, you're a piece of history. And then to get those sort of reassurances in a way from the father. Just very good stuff. Very, very good stuff. All right, let's see if we can squeeze in another one here on this edition of We Can Count. Certainly there are enough things that we could talk about, but just trying to find things that are super positive is a lot tougher, ladies and gentlemen, than digging around for things in front of our faces. It's crazy. How about Harvard? They always seem to have the money. They launched a $6.5 billion capital campaign changes. $6.5 billion for reaching out on the campus. That's an incredible number. Incredible number that they raised, and it'll only benefit the people who are going there for sure. Stay with us. We're booting it to the other side.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's the Mountain House Super Sale, right now at BePrepared.com. This month only, every can is 40% off. Try the delectable flavor of scrambled eggs with bacon, only $20.39, regularly $33.99. Or taste Mountain House Beef Stroganoff, normally $28.49, now only $17.09. In the mood for dessert, try a number 10 can of raspberry crumble for only $16.49, usually priced at $27.49. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Of this hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, handguns at the shipyard or any of that, you can certainly do it at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. One of my favorite things we used to do all the time was news you can abuse. It's that crazy news that just makes you grin, or you, at least I hope it makes you grin. This from Port Angeles, Washington. I love this deal. If somebody said to you, if you clean a bench off and help us clean a little bit under this brush, we're going to get you a nice cold beer, what would you say? Yes! So that's what they did Saturday at the Poorhouse Beer Tap Room in Port Townsend, Washington. People who help with the cleanup automatically get a brew. And then they bring the trash back to the poorhouse. They put it out. That whole thing, isn't that perfect? Then there was this one from Louisiana. No twerking isn't against the law in De Quincey, Louisiana. But the website the National Report had for what looked like a news story saying the local government had banned twerking. So the mayor says City Hall got at least 40 to 50 calls about the twerking hoax. He says callers also tied up to police lines because there were plenty of clues the no twerking story was a put on. But they did have the mayor and somebody else called to distance themselves from the quirks. So that's what you do. You have to, somebody has to walk around with you and they have to handle that. Oh my, oh my. How about this story? An 86-year-old jail on the Hudson River is up for sale. The two-story brick hosegow in Yonkers is listed at $2.5 million. Yonkers Mayor Michael Spano says the waterfront property is prime real estate. Inmates are being moved on Sunday, or they were just moved. Next week, a city spokesperson says scenes for a television show will be shot at the old jail. So if you had $2.5 million, you could pick up an old jail. I don't know, what kind of feelings would you get from an old jail? I would think you wouldn't get too great of a feeling at that kind of a venue. I'm just saying, it might be a little bit rough. I would think it would be a little bit rough. It's like that old thing about when you were a kid and you were playing, and did you play in the playground or did you play in the graveyard? You might have done the graveyard thing, not even thinking twice about it. You're young and invincible. Boy, you don't think that way when you're older. You don't even think about going to visit the graveyards, just having someone put something out or whatever it might be, because it's so, there's sort of a frustrating kind of, I don't know, frustrating's not the word, it's kind of a strange feel sometimes to it. And so a lot of people would opt out of that, that's for sure. All right, so if you just tuned in, the segment is We Can Count. If you have any great We Can Count moments in your neighborhood happening, we certainly can't read minds, send them to me at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, and who knows, you might get lucky and it might end up on the air. For We Can Count, the definition of it is numbers. For News You Can Abuse, the definition of it is crazy, strange news, upside down, haha, funny things like the squirrel water skiing or some other such thing that maybe we wouldn't necessarily see in the places that we live. They call them in newsrooms, they call them kickers, because you're kicking out into what should be something that's entertaining, light, and fun and not heavy. That's why the lighter news when you watch the news happens at the tail end of the newscast instead of at the top of the newscast. College football AP Top 25 poll has been released, and sometimes this is considered news you can abuse because people don't always agree with the polls. Alabama won back-to-back national titles. Alabama number one in the poll, Oregon 2, Clemson 3, Ohio State 4, Stanford 5 after a big win this weekend over Arizona State, LSU 6, Louisville 7, 8, Florida State, Georgia checks in at 9, and Texas A&M at 10, Texas A&M at 10. So there's the numbers down the list, but more importantly, the trash-talking news you can abuse doesn't, I'm not so sure, fits into any of the top 10 games. There was nothing magical about that. Some big losses would naturally push a team further down the line than where they seems like they're slotted to be, but that's normal. That's usually, like I said, that's usually what happens in these cases. Let's give you a couple others that you might find interesting. One of the things that happened on the day was the Emmy Awards. And the Emmy Awards, there's always a lot of hype about who should get the Emmy Awards. And Breaking Bad, a show that I watch and Matt Johnson watches, didn't clean up as many awards as they thought that they could have. They got an actress in a series award, which was great for one of their main characters. The character's name is Paige. And they got the best drama of the year, which is always a huge honor. But a lot of the other individual awards they didn't get. It kind of was cherry picking across the board for different winners, like Claire Danes won for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series for her role on Homeland, and she's terrific in that. She's one of the main characters. So it does give you hope that the good people get recognized sometimes in Hollywood, and she would be one of the people for the performance that she gives week in and week out in that series. And there were a slew of others, too, that in some cases were first-timers getting an award, which that's always fun to watch that. I just watched bits and pieces of the award. I didn't watch it overall. I mean, here's a kid who has a big lock on, on winning these Emmys. Jim Parsons again wins for lead actor in a comedy series for The Big Bang Theory. And this certainly has captured the attention of a lot of people at the Academy because they've been winning a lot of awards, and part of that is being voted on by peers. So that means he's striking the chord somewhere, and that's a very, very popular show with a pretty big demographic in the directions that it goes. I think one of the funny moments was Michael Douglas, who won for Outstanding Lead Actor in a miniseries or a movie. He played Liberace in Behind the Candelabra, and he was just brilliant in that. I think he played Liberace the best that you can play a Liberace, and there's an award that deserved to get an award. In his case, you think movie star, but he was just terrific, you know, without a doubt. I think one of the moments that was interesting was Tina Fey and Tracy Wingfield winning the award for Outstanding Writing for a Comedy Series for their work on 30 Rock. And Tina Fey still can't believe herself, where she thought she was writing for Saturday Night Live, and then before you know it, she was doing the Weekend Anchor Desk, co-hosting that, and then before you know it, she's out the door doing a show that she came up with called 30 Rock, and then a few other things in between. So she has skyrocketed, and here you go with another Emmy for Tina Fey. So how about that? I don't think anyone's going to argue with her talent. She definitely has the writing capability, and she goes above and beyond in that category. So you get it. We can count news you can abuse. Any suggestions, send them to us at americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.